Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480. This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Oh, won't you tell me, pretty papa, what may be your name? If you just say the word daddy, I'll be your love again. I could love you, yes, I could love you, until it was a crying shame. How you fascinate me, Daddy, I can't find words to explain.
There's Paula Watson going back to the year 1947 and Pretty Papa to get us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. That actually is part of a new CD on the Electrofy label called Midnight Blues Party Volume 2. Last year they released a CD. It was an anthology, all sorts of obscure stuff that was included there, things you wouldn't find anyplace else. And it really rocked the house. And here's Volume 2, back with more. Paula Watson was the name of the vocalist. And it does get us started on this week's edition, Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. Program originates from Chicago. I'm Steve Cushion. We've got all sorts of great listening for you. First, our special feature on this week's edition of the program. I've been listening to Grant Jones and been a fan of his for a long time. Just recently, I've also been listening a lot to Linda Hopkins. So we're going to have a battle of the blues during hour number two, Grant Jones versus Linda Hopkins. We hope you'll stick around for that. All of our regular features are here, the Soul Breakfast, the Vintage Gospel Set. We've got Hep Harmony and Boogie Piano and much more. So we hope you'll make plans to stay with us. It's a lot of good listening. As long as we've got that CD out called The Midnight Blues Party, Volume 2, we just heard Paula Watson. Let's dig a couple of other sides from that same CD.
Alberta, oh Alberta, don't you hear me calling you? You don't answer me, baby, like you used to do. Well, I try, yes, I try, but I never can call your name. No matter how I try, I'm just gonna call it just to say. Well, you three times seven, and that makes 21. Lovely, you might as well go on and have your fun. Buy you real, real fancy clothes. Yes, I spent all my money, honey, trying to buy you real, real fancy clothes. And where you been, can my loving? Baby, where to? Only heaven knows. Of
My blinded eyes have been open. See behind the light. I'm beginning to see.
Kind and gentle, always. smile. But when I'm bad, he scolds me, and you can bet that I'm his obedient child. Can you see what I have been talking about? If you don't, then I'll leave you no doubt. It's my daddy. It's my daddy. Yes, he treats me good, just the way he should. So I guess he'll always be my one and only. He's my daddy.
All right, there's our opening set. And again, these are all selections from an anthology called Midnight Blues Party Volume 2 on the Electrophile label. We started the program with Paula Watson and Pretty Papa. And then after the introduction and hello, we jumped into a set that featured John Taylor and Alberta from the mid-1950s. Then Gail Brown, 1953 recording Gone Are the Days. Sort of a really interesting record in that it was somber, with an organ, an early one of those electrical-sounding organs, and just a straight little beat on it. Pretty neat. Gone Are the Days, Gail Brown. Then Cliff Bivens, we've heard him and seen him around the 1950s. Here's a 1948 recording, Aching-Hearted Boogie. And then we listen to Winnie Brown from 1947, and He's My Daddy. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. And here's Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington and the orchestra. Thank you.
just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. In my life, the moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning. Burning, oh, oh, there's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the fall of my.
There's Ivy Anderson along with Duke Ellington and the orchestra, and as it says in the liner notes, for 12 years, from 1931 through 1942, Ivy was the featured vocalist with the band, and she did some great records. There also were some just terrible songs that she made just delightful to listen to. We listened to Rose of the Rio Grande from June of 1938. then Lull in My Life from April 1937, last but not least, In a Miz, M-I-Z-Z, In a Miz from June of 1939. Ivy Anderson, Duke Ellington, and the orchestra here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by the All About the Blues series Blues in the Schools program with Electro-Fi recording artist Fruitland Jackson. The purpose of Blues in the Schools program is to create a deeper appreciation and greater awareness of blues music, one of America's great gifts to world culture. The All About the Blues series reaches some 50,000 students and adults in the U.S. and Canada. Fruitland Jackson is an author, lecturer, and plays traditional and contemporary acoustic blues to audiences around the world. His current release, I Claim Nothing But the Blues, is available at fine music stores everywhere. More information is available at 773-400-6341 or at his website at www.fruitland.com. That's Fruitland, F-R-U-T-E-L-A-N-D, at www.fruitland.com.
We're back on Blues Before Sunrise. Time for Jack McVeigh and the orchestra.
Listen, Jack, come dig this song. You come in close, won't take too long. The jive may come, the jive may go. Here's some jive you just must know.
Boom, mop, bip, bip, pop.
You just can't get it off your mind.
Boom, mop, bip, bip, pop.
Just a song that swings in time.
Boom, mop, bip, bip, pop.
The Hep Cats did the Suzy Q.
Boom, mop, bip, bip, pop.
Makes you dance the whole night through. When you dig the melody, that's just as plain can be. Ooh, Jack, that's the lick, cause a corny riff, it just don't click.
Boom, mop, bip, bip, pop.
Since this song's been sung to you.
Boom, mop, bip, bip, pop.
Come on, Jack, get groovy too.
Mm-hmm.
get you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, baby, you made him so. You can cry, yes, baby, you can wail, beat your head on the pavement till the man comes and throws you in jail. Don't let the sun get you crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Yes, my heart is full of pain. There lies an aching vein for daddy. Don't want you no
Yeah, there's Jack McVeigh in the orchestra, that last side featuring Betty Rochet. on the vocals, Rainy Day Blues from 1944. I believe that was on the Mellow Disc label. Before that, we listened to Umop from October 1945. I think it was Cappy Oliver on the vocals. And we had Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying from September of 1946, sandwiched in between. Jack McVeigh and his band here on Blues Before Sunrise. Time for some Hep Harmony. Here's the Cats and the Fiddle.
Now, will you dig it out the cat that's fashion down the street?
I went to bat and other shoes on both of his feet.
And you dig it out a look of that is in his eyes.
And now you know that, that a cat is a solid fly.
Girl, be careful. Look who's coming down the avenue. Girl, be careful. He'll take advantage of you. Here comes that killer little man from the south land. Yeah. That jumping jitterbug from Tennessee.
Now he dances so divinely, the devil in disguise. He's got that moonlight and magnolia
look in his eyes.
Oh, Baba, do the sweet
jewel of man from the Southland, yeah.
With 50 diamonds and personality,
he'll kiss them and he'll praise them. It's crime the way he slays them. That killer, killer man from the South.
Thank you. my text tonight from the book of Egypt. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Tonight, my friend, you can omit the cheerful. The truth is delight, and here is the truth. You're all way back in my salary. And something has got to be done here this evening. But if something ain't done, your shepherd is gone. That's all. That is all. I admit that times is tight, because when there used to be a ham coming here and a fowl or two from there from different members of this flock, I managed to make out that admittance. They all come to he who waits, but you all done learned me that self-preservation is the first law of he who gets it, and the Lord helps them that help themselves. Everything's got so scientific nowadays that they done commenced building such things as smokehouses and hen houses out of pure concrete. And they've invented lock firms, the same as combinations on the First National Bank. True, true. That makes it harder for all of us. It's putting our ruin, me and my friends. I need. Then he was talking about what I need. I need everything. From my hat down and from an overcoat in. Then he was getting restless, brother, there. No. Because here is the program. We ain't going to pass no plate this evening. Y'all is coming up one at a time. And drop your offerings on this table here while I shall look down from the altar here with an eagle eye. It will start with the first row. Come, my lamb. Your shepherd calls unto you, saying, give unto me that I may eat of the bread of life, so that when that great day comes, you can meet me in judgment and shake my hand with a clear conscience. Ye shall build our mansions in the skies by the deeds and souls today, common leader. First thing, just the first thing. What will the harvest be? Thank you. Yes, thank you. How to do, Brother Jenkins? Yes, thank you. AC, yes. All right, Mr. Jones? Yes. Some more? Yes, chicken, fine, yes. We shall reap our joys in the by and by what we sowed today. Yes. Bless you, my land. Friend in need is a friend indeed, just me. And your shepherd is in need. Yes. Oh, my. Yeah. He's sold to the king. Yes, yeah, that's what it is. Yes.
There's Bert Williams. I'm playing that off a CD reissue. I have the original 12-inch 78 on the Columbia label from June of 1919. Elder Eatmore's Sermon on Generosity. It's interesting because one of the voices heard in the chorus is a woman who would later record as a classic blues singer. Mary Strain was her name. Bert Williams, the famed black comedian. Before that, we had Mead Lux Lewis playing the harpsichord, 19 Ways of Playing a Chorus, from April of 1941. We also listened to The Cats and the Fiddle, November 1939, and The Killer Diller Man from the South. It's Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Cascade Media, specializing in professional audio, digital recording equipment, and all types of blank recording media, including CDRs, DAT tapes, and mini discs. Their toll-free number is 888-336-4643. Or on the web at www.cascademedia.net. That's Cascade Media for all your digital recording needs.
We're back on Blues Before Sunrise. Time for some classic blues singers. We've got a pair of women here who are sisters-in-law. We have Edith Wilson and then Lena Wilson. Actually, Edith Wilson Wilson was not her maiden name. She married, I think it was Dan Wilson, I believe was the fellow's name, and Dan was Lena Wilson's brother. So they were sister-in-laws, and they were both quite successful with their careers. Here's Edith first, and he may be your man.
Was known to be quite rough. Anytime and anywhere, she would always rough herself. Now Sadie Snow, she had a beau. She loved him night and day. Until Minnie took her Jimmy. But Minnie only sighed. Then I heard her say, he may be your man, but he comes to see me sometimes. And when he's with you, he's always got me on his side. I ain't no vampire, that is true. But I can certainly take your man. My wicked walk. I've got those kind of eyes that seem to talk. There's no need of crying, no use to weep and mourn. I love your man and I'm gonna take him for my own. My own. Now I don't mean to be so bold, but I just want to get you told, he may be a man, but he comes to see me sometimes.
World that I can't stand. rabbit till I hop just like a kangaroo. I said kangaroo, I mean you. I eat so much hot rabbit till I hop just like a kangaroo. Daddy, if you ain't got nobody, let me hop for you. From my daddy, full of good news. I mean, just full of good news. Got a letter from my daddy, full of good news. He said, come back to Michigan, and he would cure my blues, my Michigan blues.
There's Fletcher Henderson accompanying Lena Wilson and Michigan Water Blues from August of 1923. And before that, her sister-in-law, Edith Wilson, He May Be Your Man was the name of it, with Johnny Dunn, who was the hot trumpeter at this time. His signature was a big three-foot-long trumpet. And once Louis Armstrong showed up, and it was, you know, there really was no issue about who was the better trumpet player, Johnny Dunn fled for Europe. Where he was a popular star for many years. This record from June of 1922, He May Be Your Man, Edith Wilson and Lena Wilson, classic blues singers here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. We're here with you each week. We'd like to say hi to the folks who are listening on WBEZ in Chicago. Thank you for tuning to the program. We hope you listen on a regular basis. And we also hope that you'll remember to tell your friends about the program. If you're going to be tuned in during the next hour, it's a battle of the blues between R&B singer Grant Jones and Linda Hopkins, who's still alive and performing well today. So we hope you'll stick around for that one as well. Right now, we're going to wrap it up. Here's tenor man Don Byas back in May of 1945 in his rendition of Cherokee.